It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Let's kick off a thirsty Thursday, September the 5th on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Outlet Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Our phone number, again, in case you want to call in, is 702-298-1063. Our first guest and only guest for the whole hour today is our Bullhead City Manager, Toby Cotter. How's Toby today?
Larry, great. How are you?
Now, Toby, I'm great. And Toby's in charge of everything in the city. So,
Everything?
Everything. And even though I give out the phone number, some people will just text me questions during the
That's
show.
That's fine, too.
The first one was, could you possibly move the monsoon up to around 4 in the afternoon?
Can't do that.
Oh, too bad, because we could have used it about 4 in the afternoon yesterday instead of at 11 o'clock at night.
That was quite a show last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yesterday I had, Joe Patterson was here from Atco Transmission.
Yeah.
And he was telling the story that he was at the mall the other night for the earlier monsoon, two nights ago,
right.
Three nights ago. And the show got out at 11 o'clock, and the rest of the mall is all dark. And so he parked out front. So he had to walk down the side of the metal building, watch the lightning, and walk it next to a metal building to get to his car. And he said, my wife was freaking out. And he goes, and I was walking along going, this is probably not a good idea.
Well, we're finally getting a little bit of rain. Not enough, but we'll see what the next few weeks bring. This is always that interesting time of the year where
you don't know when it's going to happen.
Cool down a bit, and from a city perspective, we're ready for it, and we've got crews that are ready to respond if something happens. And certainly police and fire are always out there. But if we need to clean some streets off and prepare our community, we're ready and able to do it.
As MEC just had to do when they had a 18-wheeler tear down some of their poles and lines and had to rush out there and put it back together. But they had people back with power like in 90 minutes, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, the response times here to deal with devastation, destruction, I mean, we're very quick, very quick. And I remember last summer, so the day after the float, last August, there was a big monsoon who came through and power was out for a little bit. We opened up a shelter.
Yep.
We did what we needed to do to keep the community safe and cool and charge, people need to charge things up and keep their cell phones charged. And we dealt with it, and the community came through with flying colors. And within a day, no one even remembered what happened the day before.
Exactly.
We're lucky we haven't had, devastation like they're having right now in the Bahamas or on the East Coast. And we really live in an area where we have, the risk is relatively low.
I mean,
yes, we felt an earthquake here recently.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we have our monsoons, and yes, we have high winds from time to time. And you think about some of the hurricanes when they're when they're on the news, but even some of them now, some of the cities that deal with, we have sustained winds at 35 miles an hour. Well, we kind of look at that and chuckle.
That's a breeze in Bullhead.
Right. So we chuckle at that. But, it's a safe area, and we get heat, and we have to make sure that the biggest risk we have, of course, is making sure there's always power.
Right.
And that's where MEC is. Has a great track record.
Yep. And check on your neighbors, because sometimes they might have power, but maybe their air conditioner is not working, especially the seniors in our community. You talked about the city crews, and I said the other night at City Council that over the weekend our parks looked like Disneyland.
They were
jam-packed with locals and Californians and everywhere else, and jet skis and boats. But come Tuesday morning, they were spotless. the crews had gone out there. Even the dumpsters had been emptied, mm-hmm. you know. And I drove by the park, and I went, wow, you see the sand, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, our beaches are beautiful, and you know, to keep our beaches beautiful has been a big commitment we've had this year. And we not only have staff working during the day, so
right.
we do have young adults out there picking up trash during the day, and then our crews come in, you know, in the middle of the night and early mornings to make sure that, you know, all of these tourists that have come to the community don't trash the place.
Right.
And part of that is keeping up on top of the trash and making sure that we keep it clean.
Which is a task.
It is a task.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, there was 1,583 cars at Community Park at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. And you know that because...
We count.
You guys put the... McKenzie put his drone up, and he was taking pictures all along the beaches.
Yeah, he did some great drone footage. But also, starting midsummer, we decided that we would do a point-in-time count of cars in the park.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not a science, but... Usually people coming to that park come with more than one person in a car.
Yep.
We feel like it's probably on average about three people per car coming in there.
Probably, yeah.
So on a normal July Saturday, it's about 800 cars that are in there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's say it's 2,400 people in that park. People come and go all day long.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably see around 5,000 people in that park on a daily basis on a normal Saturday in July. So really, we had double that on Sunday, Labor Day weekend. So we probably had, you know, anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people in Community Park enjoying the river.
Yeah.
The river, it's got some magic draw to it.
It does.
And, you know, some people haven't, you know, who've lived here a long time, who've never actually stepped foot in the river.
I know.
And, you know, and I encourage people to do that because it even took me a while to understand what the magic is, what the feeling that people have and what draws them to the river.
Yep.
And it's really something that if you just go with a friend or a family member or take your whole family down, it's free.
Yeah.
You go down to Community Park, you set up a blanket, you set up a lawn chair. Maybe you just put your feet in and enjoy the cool river on your feet, or maybe you actually swim for a day.
And right now you can do that up to about 7:30 at night. There's still light.
Right.
And it's still plenty hot.
Still plenty hot.
Yeah.
And the river in Bullhead City is crystal clear. It's beautiful. And this is not a muddy river. This is crystal clear. And it's always cool. So on hot days and in our hot summer heat, the river is just awesome. So
I think I heard it's like 67 degrees year-round because it's always moving. And so it doesn't get hot like
right.
the pool
it's,
does.
It's never hot. It's
I
flowing.
I have a four-foot above-ground pool that you get in it now, it's like getting in a bath. You
right.
know? It's very warm.
Right. So our beaches that the city owns and operates are all free. So Community Park has got all the new beaches and,
right.
you know, the amenities there. Of course, we also have Rotary Park, which is got some great mile and a half beach frontage. A lot of people take their dogs down there. You know, we have a lot of residential neighborhoods in that area.
Yep.
And then we also have the Colorado River Nature Center, which is on the south side of the city.
Right.
Very few people know about. It's down off of Ricardo on the south side behind Target. There's a nice walking path down there. There's some beautiful sandy beaches there. So we encourage our residents. And now... For the next month, it's still hot here.
Oh, yeah.
It's very hot here. It's still summer in Bullhead City. And most of the tourists are gone. I mean, there will be a few this weekend and next. But for the most part, this is, if you want to enjoy the Colorado River, now's the time to do it.
Well, it's back to school in Southern California.
Right.
And in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Right. So where we draw our main visitors from... Now, their kids are going to school 5 days a week. So they get out of school at, you know, Friday night. They'll still come out for some weekends. But you're gonna, like you said, we're going to start to see them diminish a little bit. So the locals should go out and enjoy it.
Yeah, and so we've got some discussions to have with the city council coming up. You know, we saw another busy summer. We need to analyze how the summer went from a vacation tourist scenario. It's a big part of our economy.
Yes.
It's a growing part of our economy, and with it comes some challenges. We have, you know, a robust jet ski rental business, which brings the pros and cons with that.
Right.
Boating rentals. We have our slow no wake zones in the river. Do those need to be looked at? We have our swim beaches.
Yeah.
Do those need to be looked at? We have safety signage and marketing and all kinds of things that we're looking at so that we can make this river as safe as possible. And so that conversation needs to continue. And after the end of each summer, we really need to reflect back and say, okay, did we save lives? Did we protect people? Did we help the economy? Did we support jobs? And what can we do to make it better? And so anybody who has thoughts, opinions on, what's happening out there, for those who say ban jet skis, well,
yeah,
that's a knee-jerk reaction that's not going to happen. And we tell people that we're not going to ban jet skis because if Arizona or Bullhead City said we're going to do that, well, Laughlin and Nevada aren't, or Needles in California aren't. So there's going to be a way to get jet skis here.
Yep.
We have to find ways to regulate and maintain sanity and to keep people safe on that river.
Well, and if you go back to existing businesses and tell them they can't rent, you're going to be in how many different lawsuits?
Right. Well, that's just not going to, it's not going to happen. But we can and we have put in a multitude of regulatory provisions to make the river safer. And we've also spent just this summer alone about $250,000 on California lifeguards who worked jet skis on that river, supplementing all of the law enforcement.
Right.
And I saw a video from just this weekend where the lifeguard swam out into the jet skis to rescue someone.
Yeah.
And they pull them back in. And then they swam out again and pulled the second person in. And so they saved lives. They probably prevented many, many accidents along with our police department and all this public safety agencies out there. So, again, though, we need to look at all of that and say, what can we do? What else can we do?
How did you feel about the Don't Wreck Your Weekend campaign?
You know, I think it was very effective. I think any time we can put, and next summer we need another one.
Yeah.
Anytime you can get messaging out there through radio, through billboards, through banners on the river, through whatever we can do to put that message in front of people. And the first thing we do, the most important thing in my mind, is that we make everybody watch a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
You certify, when you rent a jet ski in Bullhead City, you certify that every driver, and then they're supposed to sign, that they've watched that video. If you watch that video, you're going to be told, hey, it's this. There's some dangers out there.
Right.
And you need to take 10 minutes to understand how to operate. It's not enough. We'd love to put people through an hour-long course.
Yeah.
But at least we take 10 minutes to tell everybody, here are some of the dangers of operating a jet ski or a boat on the Colorado River. That has saved lives. There's no question.
Right.
Over the past few years, that has saved lives, that has prevented accidents and injuries. And we need to keep that program in place.
And you guys made the video. So it talks about the issues that you and the police department have identified as hazards.
Yes. The chief who introduces the video and talks about it, that thing is seen by a few hundred people every day in every jet ski rental business.
Yep.
So, the chief is the celebrity when
everybody
it comes to the...
Everybody knows Brian.
they know him because everybody who watches that video has to see the chief and get his safety message along with all the other safety messages that are in that video.
Well, I believe this is posted in each rental agency also. And you can't see it, but I'm pointing, and I've read this before, it's a violation of what it costs to you. You know, it's a $175 ticket if you're not wearing a life jacket. If you have not attached the lanyard from the start to your wrist, that's another $175 ticket. If you're caught recklessly driving a watercraft, that's a $345 ticket. If you've made a wake where it says no wake zone, that's going to cost you $215. If you are not following the navigation rules, you're going up the wrong side or you're going across the river and it's not safe, that's $220. But the big one, if you're operating under the influence, $3,150 plus jail time.
And those are serious things. And, and tickets have been issued all summer long by a multitude of agencies on the river. And, that, again, pulling a drunk driver off the river is going to save a life.
Yep.
And it has happened this summer on numerous occasions. And so...
Will we see some stats at some point in time?
Yes.
Yeah, coming out maybe in the next month or
so? Yep. we'll be able to summarize what we did, not only as through the city, but also through the private lifeguard company that we worked with to put all that safety provisions into place for us and with us.
And real quickly, you said that you spent about $250,000 on them?
Correct.
And where's that money come from?
Well, so the city this year, for the first time in the past, we've paid for it out of the city's general fund, our general taxation. But this year, for the first time, the council approved a $5 consumer protection form fee. So when you go into a jet ski rental agency today, you have to fill out the form. That form actually costs that business $5. They may charge it back to you as the consumer, but those $5 forms, then all that money goes with the city, and we'll know at the end of the year if we brought in $150,000 or $250,000 in revenue, but we know the program was going to cost us. So at least in part, the tourists paid for the lifeguards on the river.
And that's good.
And so as we look at forward to next year and we look at what other options are there, one thing I told you before is, we knew on a normal Saturday there were about 800 cars a day coming into the park, most of them from out of town.
Right.
One of the things that I will be talking to the city council about over the, you know, the winter time, when we talk about everything related to the summer, is should we be charging $10 for someone who's from out of town?
Right.
I have no problem saying Bullhead City residents are free, but just even if it's $10 a car, $8,000 on a normal Saturday, that money can be put right back into that lifeguard program to keep that river safe. And it also can be put back into our litter prevention program and keeping staff on board to take care of all the trash so we keep the river clean.
Well, and at some point in time, the new beaches at Community Park, you're going to want to add restrooms.
Right.
You're going to want to add lights.
We will.
And if on the weekends the locals can't use it because there's so many out-of-towners there, it's not bad that the out-of-towners pay a little for it.
Well, and people have said, you know, that you know, the city is thinking about charging. And I'm telling you right now on the radio that is something that I'm thinking about. Doesn't mean the council will support it or approve
an option.
But when we know we spend $250,000 on the river for safety, and we spend probably $25,000 on cleaning up the beaches all summer long, you know, the people doing that should help pay for it. And so we'll have that discussion and we'll have that debate with the city council, and we'll have a very in-depth discussion about it. But one thing that I'd really like to do through that process is that, you know, that we allow locals to not pay.
Right.
And I think the council will probably support that. So, again, $10 per car coming in, I don't think most people will bat an eye at that.
No, I don't think so either. And if you're in Southern California and you're bringing out your $95,000 pickup truck full of all your toys in the back, that $10 is nothing to you.
And you get you get a great beach.
Yes, you
do.
And it can
park.
Be for the weekend. So if they go back on Sunday morning, they're still, you know, it's free for them. So let us take a break, and we'll be back with Toby Connor, and we'll talk a little bit more about Bullhead City.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair is a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.91 plus Freon. Brake jobs only $139.95. And tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes, or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard we needed more podiatrists, and I have been added to our team of bone and joint specialists. I am here to help you with your foot pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve our area to keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE. And we do at Warm Sea.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from our Laughlin Mall. At some point in time today, Jackie Maceo from the Laughlin Chamber is going to pop in to tell us all about the mixer tomorrow night, which is huge at the Aquarius. I hope you plan on going. Our show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin 20 Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And we're visiting with Bullhead City Manager Toby Cotter. So are your boat officers taking notes and sending them off to the chief, who's got a little stack of ideas there for, you know, because they see what goes right on out there, mm-hmm, on the water.
Yeah, and so we've taken feedback from the summer, from our recreation staff, our boating staff, the private lifeguard company we've hired, our boating officers, and the general public. I mean, we do get a lot of feedback, and our business community. So
so there'll be a lot to talk about in the next few months.
There's a lot to talk about. And safety is paramount, right? I mean, we can talk about the money, and we can say, well, this or that with the finances. But, yes, the finances have to work out. But at the end of the day, as we did the last couple years, the city paid for it because it was the right thing to do.
Right.
We need to find ways to, you know, to help offset those costs. But number one always has to be, can we keep the public safe?
All right. We got a call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen. Mark over here in Bullhead. I was just listening to the $10 charge to get into the park.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you come from California, on a fill-up of your fuel tank, you'll save $10 at least in a heartbeat. So that would kind of offset it. Just kind of laughing. I'm thinking about it, guys.
That's
great
true.
Show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, that's a valid point. When they fill up their tank, they're going to save a lot more than that $10.
Yeah, and I appreciate Mark's comment. And when you think about charging, the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, here's government again wanting to charge more. But when I tell you that for us just to keep the park clean, hiring part-time labor is about $25,000,
yeah,
is it fair for our residents to pay that?
Yeah.
Because if we take it out of our general budget, that's something we can't buy a playground. We can't,
yeah,
you know,
fix a road
or whatever the case may be. And so when you think about it, if you just look at a nominal fee like that, and maybe it's not even every day of the week. Maybe it's just Saturdays,
yeah,
Fridays and Saturdays,
yeah,
and letting our locals come in for free. I mean, we'll take feedback on this. Again, this is just, you know, throw it out there. Davis Camp, as an example, not to pick on them,
right,
but they did a pretty substantial rate increase this year for their, all the people that would come into Davis Camp
this year.
They're
packed every weekend, too.
So it did not limit the number of people coming into Davis Camp. What it allows the county and Davis Camp to do now is they made more money. So they'll be able,
yeah,
to make Davis Camp sustainable and a little bit nicer next year because they charged more.
Right.
So the one thing I think we've learned over the last few years is that we all love that river. People in the Southwest, people from California.
Right.
Given the choice, if you live in Riverside,
yeah,
San Bernardino, so you really can go to the ocean, or you can come to Bullhead and Laughlin.
Yep.
And I've asked people, because I'm intrigued by that, because I'm from Wisconsin originally, and I'm intrigued. Why would you leave San Bernardino and come to Bullhead City?
Right.
Versus going to the ocean. And I've asked people that, and I've had some great conversations with them about this issue. People I don't even know, I'll just randomly ask them.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, they love the river.
Right.
They know someone who lives here. They're meeting a group of people here. They have an affection for the river and Lake Mojave more than they have for the ocean.
Ah.
So they would prefer to boat on Lake Mojave. They would prefer to come here. And a lot of it comes back to what can you afford?
Yep.
There's a lot of people who can come here and afford a weekend here with your family, get a $100 room in Laughlin or $80 room in Laughlin, and you buy your food and drink here, you spend a few $100s, and you can stay at a beach all day for free.
Yeah.
And so you might have bought a raft for $20, but the reality is you had a beautiful day in Bullhead City, and it really didn't cost you much.
And if you try to go to Huntington Beach and get a room,
right,
or rent a little, you know, because some people rent out little apartments and stuff for a weekend, you'll pay a lot more than you did
for one
Bullhead
City. So your one night there in California, it basically equates to your two or three nights here.
Exactly.
And everything else is pretty cheap, including your gas and food and entertainment.
Mark brought that up, that, you know, they save a lot more than $10 on filling up their tank.
Right. And so that's where we have to ask ourselves, okay, if we have 1,500 cars at 2 o'clock on Sunday in that park, and every one of them would have paid $10 to come in, that's $15,000 that the city could have collected for us to cover our expenses.
Right.
And so, again, not saying it'll happen, not saying that's what the council will want to do, but we have to have that conversation because we have to keep talking about how do we keep it clean and how do we keep that river safe.
And it's your job as the manager to find these opportunities to offset the cost.
Right.
And present it to the council. They'll make the decision. All you do is present the ideas and concepts.
But for now, until we have a master plan of that whole park, which is a few years away, it's going to be pretty much just like it is sitting out there today.
And there will be people that will still go off-road and find another way around.
Oh, people sneak into everything, Larry.
Yeah,
you know that.
I know it.
You've seen that your whole life, right?
The only thing you can't sneak into is Disneyland because it's got like a 25-foot fence all around it.
Right. So people will try to do that, and that's fine. But really, you know, for our locals and for everybody listening, right now, Community Park is not going to change. I mean, essentially what you see out there right now is about all we can afford.
Right.
So it's a great place to go fish. We don't charge for that. It's a great place to go down to the river anytime you want.
Yeah.
Go down there, walk your dog down there, take your family down there. It's free and it's available to the public all the time. And maybe in the future we might have to charge on a holiday weekend or a Saturday. But, you know, that's at least next year, maybe the year after,
again,
before we even think about it.
It wouldn't pertain to locals.
Well, that's one thing that I'd really like to pursue, is that our locals not have to do that.
Yeah.
And that they always can use their, you know, their river for free.
And they got a driver's license, and it says they live in Bullhead or Fort Mojave or Mojave Valley or Laughlin. They're not going
to
pay.
Yeah, so we'll work on that. It's just we have to find a way to make sure that, you know, all of our costs are covered as it relates to the impact that the tourists are having. Now, that consumer protection fee that you know pay for when you rent a jet ski at $5, I don't think the jet ski businesses will like me saying this, but we could look at that $5 fee.
Right.
Should it be $10? Same argument could be made, is that, you know, if that form were $10 per rental, the people renting the jet skis are paying the $10. They're the ones impacting the lifeguards on the river.
Yep.
They're the ones impacting the parks. It's basically a tourist tax, if you will.
Right.
It's a fee. It's an add-on to the tourist. Again, the jet ski businesses aren't going to like that thought.
And anybody listening realizes when they go stay somewhere, when they travel to go see family or travel to Vegas for a weekend, they pay those fees there themselves.
Right. There's whether it's a rental car tax or the airline tax or the hotel tax, every community has to find a way to take care of its tourists.
Yeah.
And here, there's no question, as we continue to look at what's happening here in the summer months, anybody who was out and about on Sunday, Saturday, knows how busy it was here.
Exactly.
And there's some great things about that. What it does for our economy and our businesses and restaurants and the, you know, the cash flow of a dollar spent here equals, you know, how it flows through the economy. With that comes challenges, though. We have to, you know, confront those challenges face on and make sure that we keep a safe environment and an environment that can flourish.
Right. Exactly. Let's take another break. We'll be back with Toby Conner after this.
Hey!
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different sized barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona, whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. The show every day is brought to you by Warm Sea, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Legacy Rehab and Care, and Perkins. And now, in the studio, we have a burst of energy has come in. And lit. We turned the lights off because we didn't need them anymore. Jackie Maceo from the Laughlin Chamber.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
We're doing good.
Oh, my God. It's Thursday. It's perfect. It's beautiful weather. I'm feeling the cooling coming around. I'm kind of excited for the weather forecast I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Still hot enough to go swimming and have a good time in the water on our beautiful river.
Yep. We just spent that last 30 minutes talking about that. Yeah.
It's so exciting. And you know what's really turned me on the last week or so, or actually the last month, is your recreation director,
Dave Heath. Yes.
Every weekend he posts pictures of Community Park, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. It is such a synergy of fun.
Yep.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it really is, and the impacts, again, on both sides of the river with what we are able to offer, and, you know, Laughlin and Bullhead City, and Jackie's been a great partner with the city, and I can't, you know, thank her enough for all she's done working with the city. But you think about how does an economy move when you look at all the rooms, the 10,000-plus rooms on this side. You know, all of those individuals that make their way to the beaches and make their way back, they're spending money all along the way and spending their night in Laughlin. And so it's a great relationship that we have with Laughlin, and we have a great relationship with the GMs, and we're very appreciative of it. It's not just in the summer. It's also when our snowbirds are here. It's every weekend with the sports tournaments that we have. And I really am optimistic about how, you know, Bullhead City and Laughlin can keep working together in the future.
I'm excited about it, too, because every little thing that happens, it impacts both sides of the river.
It does.
And the statement still stands. One cannot exist without the other.
That's right.
We just support each other in so many ways, whether it's employment or products and services or supporting our nonprofits. It's amazing. It's yes. just the way that we come together.
We do. So tomorrow night.
Where are you going tomorrow night?
I'm going to be there.
Woohoo!
I'm going to be at the mixer. I'm going to be working our booth and then wandering around the room and checking out the other booths. And
so this is our fourth annual experiment.
Experiment.
Yeah.
Experiment. So I told you with his experiment. Well, council, you want to do this? This is an experiment.
Yeah. So we send out these postcards. They're twice the size of a regular postcard. And we send them out to all the chambers within 300 miles. And we send them out to those chambers' businesses and partners.
Oh, wow.
And send them out to everybody. And it tells everything on the back about how you get in and that it's free and that we give you a special room rate. We normally do mixers on a Thursday.
Yes.
But because we want people to come and enjoy our paradise, we give them a great room offer. They come out, they set up on Friday afternoon, and then they come in and party.
Yeah.
So last year we had like 52 booths. This year, the calls just kept coming in. We had to increase it to 74, and we have a waiting list of 22. So we're expecting...
Even though it's the biggest room in Laughlin, it's still small.
It is, when you get that many people running in and out.
Well, I have Sean and Ryan coming in here in another week or so. We'll talk about expansion.
Okay, we will. And so for $10, somebody can walk in there and get exposed to all these businesses and wonderful community leaders and nonprofits. And the $10... is the first drop in the bucket for the Feed a Family program that feeds our less fortunate families for Thanksgiving and for Christmas.
That money kind of goes to Mike Connor at the River Fund, right?
Part of it. It goes to all.
The food banks.
Yeah, they distribute it themselves from Aquarius to all of the food banks from Kingman all the way down to Lake Havasu.
Okay.
And, of course, it includes Cal Navari and Searchlight. It is chloride.
All the areas.
Yeah. We get all of them so to make sure that everybody has a healthy meal. So this is the first drop in the bucket. This is the opening event. So for $10, that $10 goes into a bucket, and $10 you get to eat a full course meal that Sean provides over at the Aquarius. And then we have every single person that gets a free booth, they have to bring a raffle prize. So all night is raffles. So no matter whether we have 400, 500, 600 people, your odds of getting a raffle prize with the ticket purchase is amazing.
Yeah, that's good odds.
Oh, my God, and the raffle prices are crazy, especially when they come from a Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah.
They're like travel packages or destination packages.
It's awesome.
Perfect.
And the people that they're giving services or products, they give you gift certificates and product.
So it's upstairs.
It's
at
upstairs,
the Aquarius. What time?
It's 5:30.
5:30. 10 bucks to get in.
Yes.
And get there early because you're going to have to find a place to park. 600 people there and 75 booths.
Yeah, imagine how hard it is to park for Chef's Food Fest or Community Achievement Awards.
Exactly.
That's 600 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might want to park here at the mall and walk across the street.
I don't know. That
garage?
That parking garage really holds a lot of people.
It does.
And I cheat because I park over in the Regency and walk across. It makes it very easy for most people. And they've found that out, that they can park over there. There's such a big parking lot. And Regency doesn't care.
And there's a gate. There's a hole through the fence now.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Well, thank you. I really wanted to make sure that everybody knew and that you can sign up now for next year's. We'll probably have to increase it again.
Yeah.
Because it just has, we have so much fun.
Okay, write this date down. On the 19th, Sean and Ryan are here. And you can call in and ask them about expanding that room.
Right. And the new chairs.
Yeah.
We want new chairs.
You want new chairs. Oh, gee.
That's my ask for capital budget.
You'll just get to where you have vendors in the hallway outside, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Peacock Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't forget, it's a food, it's fun, and it's a lot of exposure.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Jackie.
And thank you.
Of course, Jackie.
See you.
Great seeing you. You
Toby's
too.
Flexible.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Wormsea is listening to our community. Hi, I'm Dr. Nguyen with Western Arizona Medical Center. Wormsea has heard the public say our area is in need of more general surgeons, and I am here to help with your health care as part of the surgery team at Wormsea. I see patients in my office at New Horizon Surgical Services. Wormsea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us today at 763-2273 or 763-CARE, as we do at Wormsea.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swally Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
We are back. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, and it's brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and then you can take home pies and muffins and cookies and brownies, and oh, they're all so good at Perkins. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, where they have physical therapists for those that have to leave a hospital and get some physical therapy before they go home. Also, occupational and speech therapy, and it's a skilled nursing facility. You should probably stop by someday and take a tour of it so you know what it's all about. Bullhead Vape, they've opened their door so you can close the door on smoking. They got 160 quality liquids plus all the hardware. They're right across from Coyote Cafe in Bullhead City. Mojave Electric Cooperative, don't forget, Cool Shade is coming. It starts next week on the 11th to the 24th. You can buy your trees at 829, I think it is, Hancock Road, center there. Their office is on Hancock. And then you pick up the trees on the 9th of November. And I think trees are $9. And so you can stop by and order those starting the 11th. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees at your home and you don't want them, you call Barron's. They'll come out and spray, and they're all gone. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where, they have that new huge Palisade. It's as big as a Tahoe, and you can load it up. And you can't spend more than $60,000 on it. What a great deal. So check out Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, we had Joe in here yesterday talking about he's been rebuilding transmissions for 40 years, since he was a kid. And, of course, they also do your ACs, your rear ends, your tune-ups, your brake jobs, oil change at ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, the two blue buildings behind Hobby Lobby and Bullhead. Grand Liquidations, big box items at Bullhead City Prices. Oh, an array of furniture and appliances you'll find in there, plus the barbecues, food, toys. Check out Grand Liquidations on Highway 95 between Circle K and the Ford dealership. The Caring Crew, if you've got items you need done, you can't leave your home, but you need someone to go to your shopping and pick up your medications, they will take care of that for you. If you need help, call the Caring Crew. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, with four new doctors to serve you. Plus, they have a quick care in Fort Mojave. You can give them a call at 763-CARE, 763-2273. That's our sponsors. I'm back, Toby.
Hey, there.
So, let's spend a minute on water.
Okay.
4:15 is the big vote coming up, and it's a mail-in vote. The ballots go out when?
Early October.
So
about a month.
In about a month, everybody should be getting them in the mail. How many do we think will vote?
Well, you know, that's something that I'm really interested in, because when the fire department had their bond election, which was basically a sales or a property tax,
right.
a bond issue, this is not that. So this, while it's a bond election and an approval for the city to purchase a water company, this is not a true bond election. So this
doesn't
does
go
not,
on your property tax.
This does not, right. So that's been a big question people have asked. Well, is this going to affect my property taxes? The answer is no. So even though the city's getting bonding authority, the loan would be paid back through the water rates.
Right.
That's no different than the way EPCOR does it today.
Right.
So if the voters do approve that, there would not be an assessment. There's not a property tax.
Right.
There's not a new sales tax. This is simply bonding authority to borrow the money, and the money would be paid back through the water rates, just as it's done today. So when you pay your water bill today, a portion of your bill is paying off loans that EPCOR took out.
Right.
So it would be no different.
Okay.
And so that's a big question that people do ask, because of that issue, it is a lot like what the fire department did with their bonding. They got bonding authority to borrow money against the property tax. And so then when people see the city's asking for bonding money, they say, well, are my property taxes going to go up? And
right.
the answer is absolutely not.
But this is the first time you've ever done a mail-in, right?
Yeah, so, interesting way for people to vote. So usually about 30% of the people vote in our community. And forever, people have done it at the polling places. Some people have requested an early ballot, but this time it's an all-mail ballot.
So you do it at kitchen table. And
every registered voter is going to get a ballot. It'll come in the mail, and they don't have to fill it out that day. They can wait a few days.
It's simple, yes or no, and mail it back.
Right. Yes, if you want this, giving the city the authority to borrow the money and buy EPCOR, acquire EPCOR. A no says, no, we don't give the city that authority.
And it's funny, because I've heard people say, well, I don't know that I want the government to run it. Well, the government's running it right now. EPCOR is owned by Edmonton, the city of Edmonton. They're the only shareholder that's theirs.
Right.
So it is a government agency, basically, now, only it's a government agency in another country.
Right. So EPCOR would argue that, well, but they're a wholly owned subsidiary, and it's an Arizona corporation. But yes, they do report to the Canadian parent,
sure.
the EPCOR board, and the EPCOR board is appointed by the City Council of Edmonton, and 100% of any dividend of the company goes to the City of Edmonton.
Right.
So, actually, I'm a little
jealous.
interested in how the City of Edmonton, I mean, right, for them, it's a very interesting and plausible business experience that they have. You know, they started buying utilities outside of their community and created a corporation called EPCOR. And so the City of Edmonton gets a good portion of their general fund revenues
to help
pay for their services in their city from outside external companies.
And there was an article that said, from their paper in Edmonton, that said the first half of 2018, they earned profit $133 million. That's a pretty nice chunk of change for a city to get.
Yeah, it's a great chunk of money for a city to get. And so there's little risk in that. I mean, they are running utilities. They are buying companies not only in Arizona,
but they're buying
now some gas lines and wastewater and water lines and probably other things that I'm not aware of. And so, it is with the clearly, this is factual, and EPCOR keeps challenging me on every word I say, so just so they know, I'm here on my lunch break.
Right.
I'm also not going to tell people how to vote. I'm talking factually, but they keep challenging me on that. They even went as far as yesterday saying that I talked to Eva Corbett, and I never talked to Eva Corbett, and so, I mean, that's headline news these days.
And everybody that knows Eva knows you listen to Eva. You don't talk to Eva.
But I know EPCOR's listening to your show right
now,
and they need to know that we're not electioneering. We're not telling people how to vote. their political action committee clearly is telling people how to vote, but the city isn't.
Right.
The city is going to provide facts, though, and we're not going to back down from the facts. We're not going to be bullied by political hacks that want to tell us that we can't talk.
Right.
Because we have an obligation to educate the public and explain to the public what a yes vote means and what a no vote means.
Well, and I want to point out that there's a PAC in Bullhead City for the vote yes.
Right.
That has nothing to do with you the city. They don't get any money from the city.
No.
Where Edmonton's or where EPCOR's PAC is paid for by EPCOR. They've given their money to the PAC to run it. The PAC in Bullhead City is raising money to buy signs and buy billboards and do mailings and whatever they're doing.
Anything that says vote yes is not coming from the city.
Right.
The city cannot say vote yes or vote no. The city can simply give out education and information, and we have the right to do that. We really kind of have an obligation. Just like the fire department did when they put out their bond issue, you have an obligation to say, why are you asking for this money, and what are you going to do with the money?
Right.
You can't have someone from Phoenix tell you to zip your mouth, and you can't tell the public what this means.
Yeah.
Because no different than the fire department or any school in this state that's...
Yeah.
They have to tell their voters
what it means.
These issues are.
Right.
And they have to provide in-depth factual information, especially on something as dynamic as 415.
Right.
And so is this what our constituents and what the city citizens want?
So I got a question today from one of our residents, and he asked me, in Laughlin, I guess they have a better filter system than we have in Bullhead. Have you guys looked at that at all and thought, okay, if we acquire this EPCOR, if we acquire the water system, is there a point in time where Bullhead can do what they're doing in Laughlin?
So there is. And both, and we put this in one of our informational statements, that both the city and EPCOR agree that this water can be and maybe should be improved.
Right.
There's a cost to doing that.
Oh, yeah.
EPCOR has not made any insights in any advances into improving water quality.
Right.
They've said that publicly at meetings that's a very expensive
thing. And
neither
did American Water when they had it.
They say that they deliver safe, reliable, clean drinking water that meets standards.
Right.
A lot of the citizens of Bullhead City say that's not good enough.
Well,
and they may, if Prop 415 passes, they may then be working with the city and saying what can be done as a community. What can be looked at to improve water quality. And that's something, again, I'm not advocating because of that,
right.
But that's something any city in America, if they own their water system, should be looking at water quality and how to improve it. And there's state and federal grants and other programs that can be looked at, and that's what cities do.
Right.
And so, again, not advocating, not telling people how to vote, but when a city owns its system, of course, a municipal system of any program, you always look to make the program better.
Right. If people have questions, they can call you at City Hall.
They can reach out. The best thing to do is go to our water facts. Go to bullheadcity.com and read for yourself what's written there. Because not only are the pro comments there, EPCOR's comments and the publicity pamphlet, they're there too.
Okay.
And
so you're presenting all the facts.
Yeah, if someone wants to read pro arguments and con arguments and just general information about Prop 415, go to bullheadcity.com and click on it, and you'll see a wide variety of discussion points on this matter.
Toby, thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks,
Larry.
I appreciate it.
And it was great having Jackie stop by. That's going to can it for the tuna. The show is over. We're going to go off to the news now, and then after the news, some guy by the name of Sean Hannity is going to step behind the microphone, and you'll listen to him for a couple hours. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a super day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.